This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday revoked executive orders from his predecessor Donald Trump seeking to ban Chinese-owned mobile apps TikTok and WeChat over national security concerns. The Biden administration says instead of banning the popular apps, it will carry out a, quote, criteria-based decision framework and rigorous evidence-based analysis to address the risks from internet applications controlled by foreign entities. Trump had claimed the Chinese-owned apps posed national security risks and had sought to force a sale to U.S. investors of TikTok, one of the world's most popular social media apps. The leader of Nigerian extremist group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has killed himself, according to a jihadi organization linked to the Islamic State group. An audio recording purportedly from the leader of the Islamic State West Africa Province, or ISWAP, claimed Shekau detonated explosives, killing himself after a battle between the two groups. The audio message follows media reports last month that Shekau blew himself up to evade capture. Neither Nigerian authorities nor Boko Haram have confirmed Shekau's death, one of Africa's most wanted men. There have been several false reports about his death in the past, with Shekau later appearing in videos to refute them. The Nigeria-based Boko Haram has been waging a bitter war against Nigeria, Cameroon, Niger, and Chad since 2009. Mali's neighbors on Wednesday said they were reassured by Colonel Assimi Goïta's intention to restore civilian rule after heading two coups in 9 months. Senior officials from the 15-nation Economic Community of West African States were sent to Bamako to meet with him. This is VOA News. Armed groups plaguing parts of northern Mozambique for the past 3.5 years abducted dozens of children during raids in 2020. British charity Save the Children sent in a report Wednesday. It said at least 51 children, most of them girls, have been captured in Cabo Delgado province, where Islamist attacks have displaced some 700,000 people since the violence started in 2017. In March, Islamic State militants launched a coordinated assault on Palma Town, killing dozens and forcing more than 67,000 to abandon their homes. Nearly half of those displaced are children, and the true number of child abductions could be far higher than reported cases. Save the Children called for the immediate release of all abducted children and for the perpetrators to be held accountable. Britain and the European Union failed on Wednesday to agree to any solutions to ease post-Brexit trade with Northern Ireland in a standoff that is not only deepening mistrust between the two sides, but could also cloud a weekend international summit. The row has been dubbed the sausage war by the British media because it affects the movement of meats from Britain to Northern Ireland. Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants a summit of the world's 7 largest advanced economies this weekend in southwestern England to showcase what he calls global Britain. But he could receive a warning from U.S. President Joe Biden, who, according to the Times newspaper, will tell London to respect the deal with the EU that was designed to protect a 23-year-old peace settlement in Northern Ireland. Volkswagen said Wednesday it had agreed to settle claims against former executives, including longtime CEO Martin Winterkorn, that will see the carmaker receive 288 million euros, or $351 million in compensation related to its admission scandal. The settlement comes the same day Berlin prosecutors charged Winterkorn with giving false testimony to the German parliament when he said he was unaware the carmaker was rigging diesel engine tests before it became public. Winterkorn stepped down as Volkswagen CEO in September 2015, a week after the scandal broke, in which the group admitted using illegal software to rig U.S. diesel engine tests. The scandal has cost the company more than 32 billion euros in vehicle refits, fines, and legal costs, and spurred it to launch a huge investment in electric cars. And gunmen shot dead 10 Afghans working for an international demining organization in an attack on their camp in the north of the country, the group said on Wednesday. Afghan officials blame Taliban insurgents. After decades of conflict, Afghanistan is strewn with mines and unexploded ordnances, and agencies have been working to clear them in the years since the Taliban were outed in 2001. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.